This goes to Dr. Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Ward, W-A-R-D, date of birth 8-10-1938. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Ward. With stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was March 11th of this year. She reports that she had a severe flare-up of her rheumatoid arthritis. She had to use quite a bit more aspirin, and she's actually been using a lot of ibuprofen since that time. Now she's back down to just two 81 milligram aspirin daily, and also Tylenol 8-hour, two daily. But she is still taking ibuprofen 200 milligrams several times a day for pain. She did not realize that was a drug she should not be taking. She will stop that, though, because she understands that that is not a good drug for kidney disease patients. She denies nausea, vomiting or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood or melena, no chest pains, palpitations or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. In addition to the aspirin, she's also taking Losartan 75 milligram once daily, Synthroid, Glipizide, and Metformin. Physical exam, weight 141 pounds, and that is the only vital sign she can get for us today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 8/23/2024. Creatinine is slightly higher than previous levels. It's 1.26. Estimated GFR is 42. Calcium 9.4. Albumin is 4.2. Sodium 142, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 3.4, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 393.8. Hemoglobin 11.0 with normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis, 30 plus protein. There was blood present, but she also had a UTI, most likely because there was bacteria and nitrates positive. Currently, she has no symptoms of UTI, however. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels, most likely secondary to regular non-steroidal anti-inflammatory use of ibuprofen and increased aspirin. The patient's going to decrease the use of both medications, and she'll only use 162 milligrams of aspirin daily, as she's supposed to do. She'll use Tylenol for pain also. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.